Good morning. High pressure is producing another cold morning across interior New York and New England, although as the high settles in, the wind is relaxed considerably. So while temperatures are largely between 0 and 15 above, wind chill values are not that bad and mainly above 0 to start the day. That same high pressure will produce a good amount of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon, and this will allow temperatures to climb back into the lower to mid-20s on average for afternoon highs. Again, with very little wind, the wind chill will not be a factor through the day today. A weak area of low pressure tonight will emerge out of the deep south and head in our direction with a quick shot of some light snow late at night and first thing tomorrow morning. Temperatures will drop back into the teens, and most locations will get a little light dust of snow for the morning drive tomorrow. During the rest of the day on Friday, as the system pivots through, we'll go back to at least some sunshine, and any snow will melt off as temperatures reach up into the middle 30s. Friday night, temperatures will continue to hold on the mild side and only go back into the 20s, out ahead of a stronger disturbance coming through from the same location, the deep south. With more moisture available, we'll have rain breaking out during the day on Saturday. It'll be breezy with areas of fog as highs reach well up into the 40s. Temperatures stay mild into the second half of the weekend with some morning snow showers on Sunday and sunshine in the afternoon, staying in the lower 40s. In fact, the nice milder stretch of weather will stretch into the early part of next week with high pressure back in control on Monday. It'll be dry with highs in the lower 40s before another disturbance brings a chance for some light snow on Tuesday. Highs through midweek next week will be in the lower to middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are in effect for the Ozarks into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Areas of freezing drizzle with embedded pockets of light snow will continue into the afternoon. While precipitation will be on the light side, a little glazing of ice or a dusting of snow may cause some travel difficulties across these areas. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for parts of the Colorado Rockies, the Wasatch of Utah, the Bitterroots and Cascade Mountains of Washington and Oregon. Snow accumulations of 10 to 15 inches with up to 18 inches are possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Krakow, Poland, at midnight this morning. The last report of hail was at Umata, South Africa, at 5 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog and 11 below zero with a west-northwest wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, 49 below zero with partly cloudy skies. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 12 degrees, the dew point 5, 73% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.52 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 74 degrees at Saugus, California, to a low of 35 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston sunny in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 20 degrees, the low 1 above 0, the average temperature 11, that's 11 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month 9.5 inches, which is 5.1 inches above normal, and 31.6 inches of snow on the season, which is 10.7 inches above normal. There were 54 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 422, and 2,946 for the season, which is 76 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 62, set in 2008, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with a few snow showers possible by morning, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine today with highs in the middle 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow showers by morning and lows in the upper teens. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow showers by morning and lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have mostly sunny skies today with highs between 20 and 25. Mostly clear to start tonight, then increasing clouds with light snow showers by morning and lows in the middle to upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, chilly, but not terribly cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clearer this evening, increasing clouds overnight tonight with the chance of some light snow showers by morning and lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, any morning snow showers gives way to increasing sunshine, milder in the mid-30s, cloudy with rain on Saturday, breezy and mild with areas of fog, upper 40s, leftover snow showers Sunday morning, then increasing sun in the lower 40s, lower 40s with increasing clouds Monday, a chance of light snow Tuesday in the mid-30s, and breezy and colder with scattered snow showers around 30 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.